Right, episode 3, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right, I think we need a theme tune. So, what do you think? We're both dressed in black. So you think we can time it together? Ready?
I know what you're thinking.
All right, ready?
Wait. What are we timing?
Men in Black theme tune.
Yeah,
clapping, clapping. Here come the men in black. Oh, let's just start it. Hello, everybody. Hi. Welcome to the Feathers and Florins vlog 3. We just had a bit of fun and games behind the theme tune. We're going to have a theme tune. And we started with... you don't know this yet, but I'm going to put a bit of music on when our faces come up as like the stills. So if you enjoyed that theme tune, then please let us know.
Even we don't know what it is right now.
We don't know what it is right now, but I will have put some music on.
I'm worried that it's going to come through. You know, you're going to pick something where, you know, like you're ringing a utility provider and you're on hold for 4 gazillion years and they put that music on that's supposed to be calming, but really sends you into a rage, and then whoever picks up the phone, you're like...
It's always, for me, Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight. That's always the whole music that I'm like, no! Not again!
Oh, remember that time I was ringing a utility provider and I was on... They had the same chorus of the same song on loop for 3.5 hours.
Why do they only just play the chorus though? Why, that's all they play on these, they'll just play the chorus and then they go on to something else. But it's like, I don't want to hear Top Loader.
Another thing, I know we're going totally off.
We are going off. Hello everyone, hi.
But just one more thing.
Bear with us.
When you go into Matalan and they've got like covers of the real song and it's like Justin Bieber but covered by
yeah.
John from Down the Road.
Maybe he sings better. Maybe John Down the Road sings better.
I can tell you, he doesn't. Like, and you listen to it and you're like, is this Justin Bieber? Is it not? Oh, no, it's definitely not.
So, episode 3 of the vlog.
I think we should just call it the vlog.
The vlog. The vlog.
No, the vlog.
The vlog. The vlog. We hope you've all had a really good week. We've had a very busy time in the studio this weekend, so we are just at the end of a really busy weekend of our Chunk Show, right? Edwina? Chunk Show, how did it go?
Really, really well.
Yeah?
The dresses went down a treat, everybody loved them, and yeah, I'm really, really pleased about it.
We're super proud, aren't we, of Edwina's dresses being in our studio now.
And the fact that the dresses sell themselves, like I didn't have to... Be like, oh my god, Edwina's amazing. Edwina Plant Street. Edwina is amazing, by the way. But I didn't have to be like, oh yeah, like, die hard. Fine. Everybody was just drawn to them because they're just incredible.
Perfect fit to our studio. Perfect fit.
They are.
So, we've had someone who's asked a question from last week's vlog. So, we thought we'd address it straight away. I can't remember what that question was now. I should have written it down. What was the question?
Well, I think I know what the question
was. What
was
the question?
So we've had a couple of brides come and it's their first appointment here.
That's it.
They find a dress, but then they're a little bit worried about committing because there's almost an expectation that they should go elsewhere and shop. And really the question is whether it's normal to fall in love with a dress at your first shop. It could even be the first dress you ever tried on. That's entirely normal. And to be honest, we encourage it, don't we? Because your bridal shopping experience is a really, really special one. And it's you're purchasing something that you'll have an emotional connection to because it's a garment that is for a very special day.
The most special
the
day.
Most, I don't know. It depends...
One of.
Yeah, let's say one of, because I'm now thinking, is your graduation not things like that. Come on.
I would say my wedding.
We're better than just being wifeies. We are intelligent wifeies, educated, with children.
It's up there, though.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think that our wedding day is up there in one of your better days in your life.
Well, we'll see. It hasn't been yet. But yeah, it'll be up there. So one of the best days of your life. And you find an address that you want an emotional connection to, and you want something that you'll look back on forever and absolutely love. So when you go dress shopping, I just think it's so, so important to carry out research as to where you're going and what designers you want to kind of focus on. You don't even need to have a particular designer in mind, but start looking around online and doing some research into styles that you think you would like, and find a store or a studio that you think you're going to get on well with. It's so, so important that you get on with the stylist and you like the environment that you're shopping in.
And the morals of that studio as well, in terms of their, not morals, their ethics.
Yeah.
Because every studio has different ethics. We align ourselves with a particular sort of moral stance on like period poverty and sustainable fashion and things like that. So that's got to be really important.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're an eco bride and you're looking for a dress that has sustainability in mind, then you need to find a studio that stocks those particular designs that also have that in mind.
Yeah.
But I think some people think that when you go shopping and you found the dress, and it's clearly your dress, you're obsessed with it, you look and you're like, I look really good. Don't then feel like you need to go to another shop, because actually if you've done your research, it makes sense that you found the dress in that shop. And as well, I think it's hard to let go of having that experience, but as soon as you start going into other shops when you found a dress, you're almost lessening that excitement and that experience, because you'll get tired and bored of trying on dresses. It sounds amazing and it sounds fun, but actually it's emotionally draining.
Yeah.
And it physically it's tiring as well, because you are on off, like, it's a lot to do. It sounds great, but it is hard work as well. So I think by increasing your journey unnecessarily is maybe going to put a bit of a dampener on it. And I'm not saying it won't be a negative experience, but you can't recreate that feeling once you've found that dress. So if you found that dress, lean into it and buy it.
Now, for a follow-on, I suppose, is who you should bring with you to your bridal appointment. Because your bridal party, whilst they are giddy that you are going out there and you're trying on your dresses and you're going to find the one, does your bridal party also, will they be available to go to 5, 6, 7, 8 different shops? And you never know when you're going to find the one. Mm. So you want the people that you love the most with you at that stage when you find the one. You don't want your grandma or your mum or your future mother-in-law, whoever it may be, not to be there when you find the one.
Yeah, that's the thing. And again, we have girls that come and they don't bring the person that really would have... who you want there for that moment. They don't bring them initially. And then when you bring them back and you've got to recreate that moment, it isn't as special the second time around. Even though it's your dress and you feel amazing, you don't have that moment where it clicks and you feel incredible. You don't have it again. You do, because you're still in the dress, but it's not to that level and that extent. It's a little bit like when you go out and have this incredible meal for the first time ever. The meal, for the first time you ever try it, you'll be like, mind-blowing, that's amazing. You go back again and you're like, was it as good?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you don't enjoy it and you still don't want that dress, but all those emotions in that first time you find it, you need to make sure your people
that
you want there are there. And also people that are positive and supportive. Because
yes,
if there's a person that you think, oh, I think they could be quite critical and they maybe won't listen to my opinion over their own thoughts, don't bring them, because they will ruin your experience.
Well, they'll certainly, as a minimum, affect your experience, won't they?
So yeah, maybe ruin is a bit
No, it can be.
I've probably got people in my mind that I'm like, you'd be a nightmare, because they would be like, Melissa, it's making your arms look too long. And I'd be like, I thought it looked good.
You've got lovely arms.
Oh, thank you. They are very long. But what I'm saying is, there are particular people that do criticise when it's maybe not needed.
Yeah.
You know, and because only you will know how you feel in your dress.
Good advice.
You could have a dress on and your whole bridal party may not like it, but you feel amazing, and that is all that matters.
It's all about how that you feel as the bride, not anybody else.
You know, because they're not wearing it. So
exactly right.
It's got nothing to do with them. You wear what you want and what you feel the most comfortable in.
Really good advice. I think that answers that question that I didn't remember right at the start, but well remembered, because I should have wrote it down, shouldn't I, when we got the message. Anyway, we hope that's helped, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really good advice.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm here for.
Can we address the fact that we're both a little bit in black today? And whilst black's not an unusual colour, we both have Converse on, although I haven't got them on right now.
The amount of times we go out together with matching shoes on.
We like to match.
All the time. The first time, remember the first time we met your mum and her partner?
Maybe. Did we have boots on? I can't remember. What did we have on?
So, matching brown boots.
Matching brown boots, that was it.
And I was so nervous when we met them, and we were going out for... Oh no, we'd been for some food and then we went back to theirs. We'd taken our shoes off and then we were going for a walk.
Yeah,
so I
had
to go and put my shoes back on and I was so nervous and I put my feet in Liam's boots and started walking out and then I was like, these aren't my shoes, these are Liam's. So I had to do a quick swap.
We don't have similar styles, because that would mean I would
be
wearing a dress.
No, I like a shorter beard.
Yeah, you do. but we do like to coordinate our outfits, which I think is quite cute.
Couples that coordinate together,
stay together, right?
Let's hope so.
If you coordinate your outfits with your partner, let us know.
Either that or then people might think that we're, you know, like when you're younger and your parents dress you and your sibling the same, might think we're...
It might be, yeah. Yeah, maybe we need to stop it. Maybe we need to stop sharing wardrobes. if you've got a question that you would like us to answer in either a serious or a humorous manner, we're probably better at... No, you're better at serious, answering serious questions. And, well, probably both, actually. Ask us, because we're here. That's what we're here for. We want this vlog to be informational and give you a bit of an insight as to what happens behind the scenes here at Feathers and Florence. Because, you know, we want people to know, don't we? We want to put a face to the name. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Have you had a good time?
Oh,
have you not
it.
Switched off yet? So you may have seen on last week's vlog that I had to finish the vlog myself because I was carrying a passenger for the last 2 minutes. But that's all right. So you've not switched off. You're not thinking about coffee yet.
Well, I am.
Oh, yeah. We have got coffee just here, which we're going to dip into now before we go and do other things. So we hope you've enjoyed it. If you have got a question, put it in the chat below. I know that sounds a bit old school, Liam, but that's what we want.
I feel like we're proper YouTubers now.
Yeah, we are YouTubers.
What's that thing where people go, subscribe, like, comment, share.
Hit that bell.
What's the bell?
Hit that bell, subscribe bell. So you get a notification when a new video.
Hit the bell, ring the bell.
Okay, you've got a serious piece to do. We've got 20 seconds left. You've got a serious piece to camera to do about subscribe. Like, hit that bell. Go for it.
Ring the bell. Spray. Ski. Superman.
We'll see you next week.